Chuck Chat Freestyle, August 29, 2014. Freestyle is an audio diary of my life. And the Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge continues. This is August 29th, and I believe this is episode 40-ish. I know, I started a couple weeks early. And, oh look, a Jane hat. Take a drink. This is good. We are at the Hilton at Dragon Con. We just completed the combined Technorama Comedy Forecast, Bells in the Bad Free, whatever Grandpa Choco is doing. We had lots of talented help, and that worked out really well, as Craig just said. We are very fortunate to have such wonderful friends that and talented friends that can contribute to these shows. That I am very, very, very pleased with the result, because this could have gone any which way, mixing shows of different formats, comedy forecasts often being very scripted, and, okay, totally scripted, and Technorama being a list of bullet items that falls off the shelf. So we had a lot of fun. It was challenging at some points. We did not have to resort to crossing numbers off of the now with 100% more fun. There's the coming down the escalator is the traveling gnome with a sign that says travel sucks. I dressed up. You see a sign? Hey, gnome, show us the sign. No, the other side. Other side.
Am I dead?
So, this has just been a fun day. We had pizza at the Mellow Mushroom. About 12, 13 people showed up. Got to meet some new friends. And the live show went very well. We had a good audience there. We did meet up with Anthony, our car driver. Gave him instructions about the parade tomorrow. And we recruited a female Zap Brannigan to march with us in the parade. So that was fun. We saw her last night at the cosplay as we were people watching, and happened to see her again today going into the Westin, so I thought about 5 seconds too late, hey, we should have asked her. So Fuffy Frog says, go get her. So I chase her down and about 100 feet into the hotel, ask her, are you marching in the parade? And she says, no. Would you like to? Yes, I've been looking for Futurama people to go with. And I said, you found them. So she was thrilled. And we gave her her bracelet tonight. I dressed up as the unfortunate red shirt. Had problems with the knife sticking in my head. Kept falling off. Craig engineered some stabilizing equipment, shall we say. But I really need to hot glue that thing into place a little bit better. So we'll see what happens. It was a little bit hot, too, so I took it off halfway through the show. Tomorrow will be Farnsworth Day. I got to get up extra early to do the bald appliance and the makeup that goes around that. So I will let you know how that goes. We have around the table a few of the people that attended the show. We have Scott Tyler, my friend and neighbor from Appleton, Craig Stepp, of course, Clinton Alver, John Bell just left us. He has a 3-hour drive back to Birmingham. We have the Giants, Steve, Ricky Bird, Robert, and Diana, and Jack Jaffe, and Mark Kilfoyle, and another gentleman who I don't recall his name, but he won a prize. We passed out bingo cards in the game with a mixed up list of words. I believe I may have mentioned this before, that Mad Marv has given us the list of words and I turned them into bingo cards. And we passed those out, and as throughout the conversation and show, we could. Sorry, I'm distracted by some of the people that are coming down the escalator. It's just a great place to people watch in the little cafe area of the Hilton, just off of the lobby. And as we would say these words, people would cross them off. So they were paying attention to the show, they were paying attention to the words, and we had a secondary game at the end of the show. Based on the match game from the 70s, where the host would read a sentence and fill in the blank, and the panelists, Craig and Clinton and I, would have to fill in words to complete the sentence. Such as this year at Dragon Con, Adam Savage is dressing up as a blank. Of course, John Bell was there to help promote his new audiobook, The Devil's Pinata, so most of the answers revolved around pinatas, pinata sticks, devil's pinata, you get the idea. And then if we didn't have any good answers or the audience thought they could do better, they would offer up their answers and John would usually award them a free coupon for his audiobook. Well, the bingo game continued until one gentleman got to the end of the game and needed one last square, so he decided his answer to the fill-in-the-blank would be his missing word on the bingo card, which I thought was brilliant. So he got a two-for-one prize. That was another copy of John Bell's audiobook. So very creative. I love these people. They're wonderful. We have to prepare for the parade. Fluffy Frog has just come up. We are seeing lots and lots of costumes around here. I've got we got Guardians of the Galaxy. We saw the Swedish Chef go by. We've got the Adams Family. Very nice. And we got one guy wearing half of Hellboy's hand, or just Hellboy's hand. He wasn't dressed up as Hellboy in any other way, shape, or form. And we've seen Strange and Bizarre, cross-genre things. As I was dressed up as the unfortunate red shirt with the knife in my head, we walked into the Hilton and saw Jesus. Jesus wanted to get a picture with me.
Amen. Hallelujah.
But he couldn't heal me.
Put your hand on the phone.
And then we saw a couple dressed up as Orange is the New Black. Well, eventually it healed. I'm feeling much better.
I'm not dead yet.
So it has been a fun day.
You're almost dead.
Between the pizza and the live show, I'd say the live show was a huge success, largely based on the talents of many others. But the audience seemed to enjoy it. So I am going to sign off here and post this as soon as possible. Thank you, everyone. I'm going to continue podcasting, as I mentioned, until we get to Phoenix in the middle of the month, or 20th, or 19th, or whatever that is. So stay tuned. There's more adventures to come. Dragon Con adventures. More moving adventures. Things to sell. Things to burn. Things to sell. Things to donate. I said things to sell twice. I know.
What?
So until next time, 101.
Right.